Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually to be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Missionary Terry Rogers, who is filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today. Let's get started. Announcement resources. Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes have been delayed until further notice. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, or email, or comment on our lesson page. Text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584 or send her email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, Amazing Grace Ministries, one word, AMA Grace. Or you can send it to our short link at http://tobtara.com/118-43278. Prepare to hear an end time word for this season. During the month of November, and this is what we call the Thanksgiving month, our theme is God's abiding love. so, what do God require? The second lesson on this week is preparing to enter the promised land. Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 25, and this is the New King James Version. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, days of the heavens above the earth. For you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispose greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the sole of your feet tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the western seas, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the threads of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 15. This is the essence of the law. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them. You above all peoples are it in this day. Now, Deuteronomy is the last book of the Pentateuch. Some might pronounce it a little different, but these are the first five books of the Bible, as it is actually repetitions of the law already given there in Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. It is a sermon that Moses gave to the Israelites before they entered into the promised land. Moses recalls the events of their history and the law. The people had wasted years in the wilderness. What truth learned in the wasted years of life should be passed on to the younger generation. The book of Deuteronomy, written by Moses, was given on the plain of Moab, just east of the Jordan River, promised land. Other than Moses, there was only two men left from the Israelite generation that escaped Egypt. Therefore, the repetition of the law was highly important to the well-being of the new generation. Moses has gathered the new generation of the Israelites that who survived the 40 years of wandering, which detailed the book of Numbers. The challenge before them was great, and the opportunities was even greater. The earlier generation had turned from God. Would this new generation learn from their mistakes? Moses, this great leader, reiterated God's laws for the 12 tribes, which the title Deuteronomy literally means second law. Moses also renewed the covenant agreement between God and Israel. He then transferred leadership to Joshua, who would take the people the rest of the way. Deuteronomy is a strong call to allegiance to God. The older generation of Israelites never reached the promised land because of their fear and unbelief. This generation had the opportunity to learn from their parents' error and experience God's blessings in their lives. This is a book about rebounding from failures. Though probably not for as long as the wilderness wanderers, most of us can confess to wasted years. That's if we're going to be honest with ourselves. Years of wandering and confusion because we did not obey the call and commands of God. However, we are rebounding from this pandemic, this pestilence, this coronavirus or COVID-19. Stay prayerful. hopeful, and continue to trust in God. We cannot do Thanksgiving or Christmas as we did last year because we must be confined to our own homes. This has been a hard year, but now we have a renewed hope coming in the form of our president-elect. But God is still saying, I am. I am your hope. I am your salvation. I am your deliverer. I am your healer. I am your Passover. God is whatever we need him to be, and he is still in control. This is just a temporary setback because we are on our way to the promised land. Deuteronomy 32, 46 and 47. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And though this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. We are going to possess the land. We are in a new day. It's time to stand in the liberty that Christ has made us free. Colossians 5, 1 through 3, and this is the King James Version. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is adapted to do the whole law. Now here I want to just give you some of the wise summary of this chapter. Chapter 1, Moses recalls past incidents, leaving Mount Horeb, defeat of the Amorites. Chiefs and judges appointed, 12 spies after to enter promised land, unsuccessful conquest of Canaan. In chapter 2, Moses recalls past incidents, 38 years in the wilderness, defeat Sihon, king of Heshbon. Chapter 3, Moses recalls past incidents, Og, king of Bashan, defeated, Joshua told not to be afraid, Moses not to enter the promised land. Chapter 4, God made Israel a great nation. The Ten Commandments, avoid idolatry, obey God, cities of refuge. Chapter 5, Moses recalls the past. God speaks to and makes covenant with Israel. Have no other gods. Keep the Sabbath. Honor your parents. Chapter 6, Moses said, love Jehovah with all your heart. Do not forget Jehovah. Do not put Jehovah to the test. Teach your children these commandments. Chapter 7. Do not make agreement with other nations. Seven nations to be destroyed. God chose Israel. God will drive out the nations before you. Chapter 7. Chapter 8. Remember God's commands. Do not forget the Lord, or you shall perish. Chapter 9. While Israel was given the land, other nations was wronged. Israel provoked God times, golden calf, tablets broken. Chapter 10, God wrote on new tablets, Israel's journey, what God requires, fear and love God. You have seen God's greatness. Keep these commandments so that you may live long in the land. Chapter 12, worship at the place God chooses. Destroy other nations' gods. Do not follow entrapped by other gods. Chapter 13, how to treat apostates, false gods worships, false prophets, miracles, and dreams. Chapter 14, you may eat animals with cloven hooves, clean and unclean foods. Bring a tithe from your field. Chapter 15, debt cancellations and releases of slaves after 7 years, assisting the poor. Set apart every firstborn male animal. Chapter 16, Passover celebration in the month of Abib, festival of weeks and of booths, appoint judges. Chapter 17, sacrifices should be without defects, appoint the king that God chooses. Chapter 18, laws regarding share of priests and Levites of a true prophet. Chapter 19, blood guilt in three cities of refuge. An affair or dispute must be established by two or three witnesses. Chapter 20, laws regarding warfare, exemption from military services. Chapter 21, laws regarding mystery deaths, marrying captive women, firstborn inheritance, rebellious sons, hangings. Chapter 22, laws regarding lost property, various household rules, virginity, engagement, marital, and sexual laws. Chapter 23, laws regarding entering God's assembly, treaties, uncleanliness, sanitation, money, property, and promises. Chapter 24, laws regarding marriage, divorce, leprosy, loans, oppressions, punishment, judging, harvesting, and sharing. Chapter 25, laws regarding judging, brother-in-law marrying wife of dead brother, fighting men, and wife honesty. Chapter 26, laws regarding offerings of first fruit, tithing, worship, and prayers of thanks. To 27, command to build altar to God. Levites speak curses to people who disobey God. Israel agrees. Chapter 28, if you obey God, he will bless you above all nations. Warnings against disobedience. Chapter 29, covenant with Israel at Moab. God's covenant and consequences for disobeying. Chapter 30, after Israel obeys and is scattered, God will bring them back to prosper. Israel chooses life or death. Chapter 31, Moses, 120 years and about to die. Choosing between life and death, Joshua gives charge. Chapter 32, Moses teaches God's song to Israel and encourages Israel. God asks Moses to go up to Mount Nebo, view promised land, and die there. Chapter 33, Moses blesses tribe of Israel, God's everlasting blessings. Chapter 34, God showed Moses the promised land. Moses disappears and dies at Mount Nebo at the age of 120 years, and Joshua succeeds Moses. Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 7, King James Version. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thine soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. We are living in a time where we must turn to God. Lay aside everything that stops us from crying out and seeking God. We must walk in the law of God. We must continually to seek his face. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Hold on, my brothers and sisters. Hebrews 12, 1 and 3, this is the New King James Version, and we are in the race of faith. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The discipline of God, for considering him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. The only way that we are going to get to the promised land is by faith. Let's check our faith meters. Dr. Martin Luther King says that we will get to the promised land, and we must. The promised land is the geographic area that God the Father swore to give to his chosen people, the descendants of Abraham. God made this promise to Abraham and his descendants in Genesis 15:15-21. The territory was located in ancient Canaan on the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. That's Numbers 34, 1 through 12. And in the details is exact boundaries. In both the Old and New Testament, and bring them into a restful place. Faith and faithfulness are the condition of entering the promised land. That's Hebrews 11 and 9. Faith is what's going to bring us out of this wilderness state, COVID-19, and over into the promised land. We dealt with faith on last month. In everything we do, faith has to be the main ingredient. The promised land came with conditions. God's gift of the promised land came with conditions. First, God required that Israel had to trust and obey him. Second, God demanded faithful worship of him, Deuteronomy 7, 12 through 15. Idolatry was such a serious offense to God that he threatened to throw the people out of the land if they worshiped other gods. Deuteronomy 7, 12 through 15, this is the New King James Version, blessings of obedience. Then it shall come to pass, before you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercies which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sicknesses and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Moses' successful Joshua finally led the people into the promised land and served as the military leader in the takeover. The country was divided among the tribes by lot. Following Joshua's death, Israel was ruled by a series of judges. The people repeatedly turned to false gods and suffered for it. Then in 586 B.C., God allowed the Babylonians to destroy the Jerusalem temple and take most of the Jews into captivity to Babylon. Now, Jesus is the faithful of God's promise, the fulfillment of God's promise. When Jesus Christ arrived on the scene in Israel, he ushered in a new covenant available to all people, both Jews and Gentiles alike. At the conclusion of Hebrews 11, the famous Hall of Fame passage, the author notes that the Old Testament figures, we are all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what he had promised. Hebrews 11:39, and this is the NIV version. They may have received the land, but they still look to the future for the Messiah. That Messiah is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the fulfillment of all God's promises, including the promised land. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ are amen, which means yes. Ascends to God for his glory. That's 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 in the NLT version. Anyone who believes in Christ as Savior immediately becomes a citizen of the kingdom of God. Still, Jesus told Pontius Pilate. John 18:36, and this is the New King James Version, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Today, believers in Christ, and he abides in us in an inner earthly promised land. At death, Christians pass into heaven, the eternal promised land. Therefore, we have hope during this time of suffering. We win. And I just want to give reference to some of the material that was used on today. It was by Zavada Jack. The Promised Land in the Bible was God's gift to Israel. Learn Religions, August 27, 2020, learningreligions.com. What is the promised land? Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, Lord God, any secret sins, any unknown sins, and sins, Lord God, that we just willfully done. Lord God, we love you. We thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. Lord God, you are majestic, and we adore you all today, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for this lesson, Lord, concerning preparing for the promised land. Lord, we thank you for all of the promises that you have made to your people. Lord God, we thank you for how you have kept your promises. Lord God, help us to keep our part of the agreement. Help us to be obedient in following all of your commandments, especially your greatest. Help us, Lord, to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our might. Give us what we need to love one another, especially in a time like this. Lord, we must show our love. And by doing so, we must wear our masks, wash our hands, and social distance ourselves when asked to do so. Help us, Lord, according to your will. Help us that are going through to increase our faith. God, you are faithful. You supply our needs. You give us what we need. And, Lord, in these times, we need the more of you. Lord, thank you for doing for us what only you can do. We try so many things on our own, but to no prevail. But God, you are the keeper of our souls. Keep us, God, keep us in your loving arms, under the shadow of the Almighty, so that we can see the promised land in peace. Lord, we love you. We adore you. Lord God, hallelujah. We bless your name, God, and give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Now, God, go before us and make the crooked road straight. Be with us. Look on the listeners one by one, name by name. Look on Dr. Carrie and her family, Lord God. Look on our leaders. Look on the president. Look on the president-elect, the bishops, the pastors, the elders, the preachers, and the teachers. Look on the bereaved families, Lord God. Look on the Rance family, the Campbell family, Lord God. Look on Sister Rolanda's family, Lord God, and the families that we didn't mention. Look on them, Lord God. You know them. Lord God, look on those that are not feeling well. Touch and heal. Give strength to the weak and cover us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where Dr. Marie Carey is your host and the president of this ministry, and yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Terry Rogers, is your co-host. Tune in next week, same time, when we will return with another exciting lesson. Remember, if you were blessed by this show today, we would love to hear from you. Text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584, or you can email Dr. Carey at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Please wear your mask, wash your hands, and practice social distance. Be blessed.